Are you mad?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 2 of Are You Mad? And I am Caden Thompson here with...
I'm Matthew Bottom.
And who's our guest here today?
Coach Schultz.
All right, Coach Schultz. Got a list of questions for you that we'd like you to answer. What's your biggest pet peeve as a coach?
Probably when like kids are late to practice or just don't come.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
That makes sense. Happens quite a bit too, doesn't it? Not often, but...
I mean, it just kind of depends on the year and grade.
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's kind of the same subject, but back in your playing days, what was your biggest pet peeve then?
As a player?
As a player. Like with the team or with another player or with...
Man, I don't know. I mean, that was like 10 years ago.
Okay, what if I ask you this? What was your maddest moment playing? Your biggest crash out as a high school player?
As a high school player, I don't really know. Probably something in the summer league.
Did you ever get a tech?
I did get a tech one time.
One?
Yeah.
So we're tied up?
Yeah, we're tied.
Well, mine doesn't count. That's summer league. That does not count.
I guess that's fair. All I did was slap the floor. I fell, slapped the floor, got a tech for it. Thought it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I would say so.
So, I mean.
What about coaching? What's your maddest moment since you've been a coach?
I mean, it's probably got to be Claremore Sequoia game.
Yeah, that was
at the end of the Claremore Sequoia game last year.
That coach didn't want to, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He was just mad they lost.
He was mad. Sore loser.
That's definitely what it is.
Sore losers.
Yep.
I guess I got to go. That is my biggest pet peeve. How about that?
Sore biggest losers. Pet peeve is never opposing coaches get mad at you or what?
I guess. Wait, yeah.
Okay. What did he say to you?
Nah, he just called me classless. I mean, he was. I don't really remember what he yelled at me. I just got pretty mad. He kept talking. Then he told me he's gonna punch me.
Okay, who would have won the fight though?
Probably him. Shoot, I don't know.
Man, that's crazy. Connor, how's it going? You got anything to say?
What's up, Big John? I didn't see you sitting over there.
I'm just videoing, guys. Oh wait, what am I doing?
There's not even a camera.
Recording.
There's not even a camera.
Wait,
in
no,
here.
I'm just the audio guy.
Just the audio guy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's probably one of the most vital part of the production.
It wouldn't have started without me here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break from our podcast to thank all of our sponsors. Our first sponsor is going to be AirPro Heating and Cooling.
Servicing Inola and surrounding areas since 2017.
We also have Barefoot Garage.
Barefoot Garage runs an honest and reliable mechanic shop in Inola. Please call 918-202-4252 to schedule an appointment.
Broadway Boutique.
Open 6 days a week, shop small, and shop local.
The Porch.
Services in the Fine Arts Building Sunday, 8:30 and 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday nights at 6:30 at the Roundup Club. Love God and love people.
Performance Physical Therapy.
Performance Physical Therapy specializes in hands-on physical therapy tailored to athletes and active individuals. Their expert team combines personalized care with advanced sports rehab techniques to get you back in the game faster. Whether you are recovering from an injury or just enhancing your performance, they are here to help you move better, stronger, and faster, and also be more pain-free.
Inola Funeral Home.
Your hometown funeral service.
Speedy's.
Join Speedy's Fast Reward program so you can feed your hunger and satisfy your thirst while saving money. Open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Stop in.
Matthew,
Kay.
You got the next question?
I got a question.
All right.
Who do you compare yourself to?
Dayton Forsythe.
No. I don't know.
Come on, man.
It's kind of a...
No one out there...
There's got to be somebody.
That you think you act like or look like.
Think that I act or look like?
Yep.
I really don't know. Who do you... What would you say?
Who do I say you what? Act like or what?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of remind me of like a miniature Coach Barkley, I would say. Like, back in his younger days, I would say that's probably what he was like is you. Yeah.
Okay, I gotta jump in that. Here.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know the guy that, the comedian that goes,
Where you get that cheese, Danny?
I don't know.
Can you say that?
Whatever, fix it, Felix.
Where you get that cheese, Danny?
You look like Danny, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's that. All right. Matthew, what's the next question?
What's a college football hot take that you agree with or disagree with?
Tier both.
Okay, I got to think for a second.
This is about to be so out of pocket.
OU's definitely not the next Nebraska.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But that's not a hot take, though.
I guess, okay. But that's something that people are saying right now, which I think is ridiculous. Nebraska lost all their recruiting ground when they left Texas. OU's gaining a bigger recruiting ground.
Well, I think Nebraska's also on the come up. Would you agree with the quarterback?
I mean, they're probably getting better. I mean, you can't get any worse than what they were. Their quarterback is a stud, I think. But okay, here's a hot take. As good as he is, Travis Hunter is not. Guys, last year.
It's not what? What are you going to say?
Listen, he'll probably be the number one pick. But
And the Heisman Trophy winner.
Last year, everybody was freaking out about him for the first 3 weeks. What, then they went 1-8 after that? This year they played an FCS school.
Okay.
Now listen, he probably.
Did you see his stats, though?
Listen.
He played 115 snaps.
Listen,
three
again,
touchdowns.
As good as he is, I'm acknowledging how great he is. I'm just saying he's not as good as I think a lot of people are saying he is.
So that's your hot take. He's overrated.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit overrated.
I think Shador Sanders is overrated, but not Travis Hunter.
Okay. I think Shador, yes, I would agree with what you said.
Yeah.
Shador is way more overrated than what Travis Hunter is.
Okay, here's my thing then. Okay. So if you think he's going to play defense, okay. So in my opinion.
That's just something that I heard when I was scrolling on TikTok.
Okay. I don't know.
It was biased. It was like a sports guy who said his like main thing is defense. He just plays offense to show people how good he is.
Okay.
Who was that guy?
It was, I think it was the Nebraska fan.
Okay, I want you to do this.
On Barstool.
Name three college receivers better than Travis Hunter.
You can't.
Listen.
Name three.
Name three defensive backs that are better than Travis Hunter.
Exactly. So you're telling me he's going to get on an NFL team, and they're going to be like, hey, you're going to be starting on defense. And then they're going to look over on the sidelines and be like, wait, our best receiver is sitting on the sidelines
now. I'm not
now.
Saying he won't play offense.
Wait, you got to go to offense. Wait, our best safety
I'm
is
not saying he won't
our best
play
corners
offense.
On the sidelines
I'm just
again.
Saying he's probably not going to start both ways in the NFL. Will he play 15 snaps on offense? Maybe. 20? Maybe. Is he going to play as much as the starter does? No.
Yeah, I feel like if you play both ways in the NFL, that's super injury.
Like even Deion Sanders didn't start both ways.
I mean, I think he definitely he has to play offense.
You think he starts both ways?
No, he's got to play offense though. He can't start at corner and just not get. I think he's got to play some offense.
Yeah, it's true.
I just
literally said that exact same thing. I said I think he'll play 15, 20 snaps. He'll go in on certain downs, packages, stuff like that. I don't think he'll be a starter.
Okay, you know who you asked me, like, who you think I would compare you to?
If you say something stupid.
You know, you were showing us your highlights today.
Bill Belichick?
Don't you dare.
Of your high
school. What?
Of your high school football days. And I think you remind me of Travis Hunter.
Played football?
He was playing both sides of the ball on a state championship team, on a state runner-up team.
I didn't play defense.
Okay.
I didn't play defense.
That's a prime example of Travis Hunter. He was a two-way stud in junior high.
Got to junior high? What are you talking about?
Got to the next level, and they just put him at receiver only.
That makes sense.
On a good team.
I think Travis Hunter's the best two-way player I've ever seen. I'll say that. Since I've been alive, I mean.
Yeah, me too.
How long was that? 2004? Is that when you were born?
No.
Oh.
I was born in 98.
I was born in 05, so. I'm a big kid now. Caden, he's still little.
About to graduate.
I know.
Big kid, about to be an adult.
I'm in 2008. That's 3 years after you.
You're 2008?
2008, yep. And you were 2005?
Do you still ride your bicycle to school?
Sometimes.
Dang, I was in the fourth grade in 08.
Wow.
What grade were you in when I was born?
Well, if you were born in 05, I'd have been in the first grade.
Dang, so you were still learning how to color inside the lines when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
You little guy.
Wait, so you were 7 in the first grade?
Yeah. I turned 7.
Not adding up.
I turned 7 in the first grade.
I was 6. No, I was 7 because
I turned 10 in the fourth grade.
I got held back in kindergarten.
Are you the oldest kid in your grade?
No.
You're not?
There's like 4 more older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you 19 yet?
No. December.
Hey, how does it
feel? Wait, Matthew, how old are you?
I'm about 16.
Dope. What are you going to drive?
You know it is crazy?
No.
Oh.
You know it is crazy? You're older than that kid from Bama.
That's crazy, yep.
Yeah, that's why I'm better, too.
About to show out tonight, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. No, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to the game.
You're just going to walk on Fitbit, hey, put me in.
No, they called me.
They called you?
Yeah, I don't call them. They call me. That's how things work around here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, Connor. How do you think it's going to go tonight?
I think we have a good chance. A pretty good chance, actually. We're pretty athletic. Yeah, we're pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yeah, I mean, you guys got a lot of speed out there.
Just like they say, you're as good as you are up front.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I feel like we also got that, though, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be the difference in the game.
Yeah. Big Hondo's
back. If our line is good today...
Big Hondo.
We could be pretty solid tonight.
Uh-huh.
If our defensive line's good, which you got a three-man front now, but if they're pretty good, I mean, if they can stop the run, I think we'll be pretty good.
Yep. What about you, Schultz? Are you going?
I'll be there.
Who else is coming?
I'll be there.
It's going to be just me.
That's cool.
I'll probably go sit next to old Les and Shauna.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shauna's got to coach cheerleaders, don't she?
Yeah, my mom likes to cheer.
Okay. I'll probably go sit by Les. Talk to Les.
My dad probably won't talk much.
You don't think he will?
No, he'll be critiquing me the whole time, probably.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Someone just said your name, man. Just go from the top.
Dang, did you fart over here? Yeah. Okay, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Do you even know who you're talking to here? Did you announce it on? Because they can't see me, they?
No, who are we here with right now?
You're here with the man, the myth, the legend of my own mind, number 34 in the program, number one in your heart, TJ Helling.
It's good to have
your
you on,
your assistant
TJ.
Principal. Yes. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. What can I do for you?
Okay, TJ, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Ooh, my biggest pet peeve. I would say either delayed obedience or when people talk over me.
That's happened a lot on the podcast right now. Yeah, people talking over other people.
That kind of wears me out. You know what I mean?
Side question.
But delayed obedience gets me. Like if I say, hey, go do this, and they don't. Or if I'm like, hey, quit talking, and kids keep talking. I'm like, whoa. Delayed obedience is disobedience. So let's be obedient.
That's what my parents used to say. Side question. Which of the Helling kids is the fastest to obey you?
Ooh. Without attitude or with attitude? Because it's one thing, like they might... Okay, I would have to say probably Caleb.
Okay.
He's the quickest to...
I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't really either. I was expecting Titus.
No, I wish. He's got to get his words in. Yeah.
See, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, that's what he does. What's your next question?
Who do you compare yourself to?
Ooh. Well, I don't necessarily compare myself to, but somebody I desire to be like is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As the Bible says, be like Jesus. And so I try to be on the daily. I mean, it's hard to compare yourself to the Savior of the world, but... I do wake up thinking, how can I be more like Jesus today than I was yesterday? Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, people that know me know I'm not. But I try to imitate and be like Christ.
We could all try and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think and every one of us in our own ways can get better at it.
All right, TJ. Back in your high school football days.
Oh, glory days, baby. Here we go. Yeah.
What was the maddest moment you ever had?
You know, I don't think it's a secret. I'm not a really big fan of playing private schools.
Okay, yeah.
And one time we were playing a private school, and they recruited, and they had a fullback from Florida. And it just drove me nuts that they can recruit and we can't. And so that was probably the maddest I ever was in sports was probably the opponent playing these private school teams because of kind of what they stood for.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any personal fouls in high school? Like, no. Unsportsmanlike?
No, okay. I never did. I never...
That's good. He's not on our level.
No,
we're one. Boys, zero. Listen. If somebody... I got to be more like Christ. I didn't need a personal foul. I just remember their number, and I'd get it back. You know what I mean?
There was somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Connor's going to do tonight.
Well, hunt him down. Yeah, he is. Tonight's going to be a great night against Adair. Oh, yeah. We haven't played Adair in a long time, and it used to be a really big rivalry. What's the next question?
Did you play Adair as a... as a high school player?
I think we did. I remember playing Adair. Yeah.
Okay. Do you watch any college football?
A little bit.
You got any hot takes on teams that are going to be good or a Heisman winner? Or?
You know, I mean, I don't have to say this, but I'm really a pretty big fan of Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that.
I kind of like his idea behind it. I think college football over the last 4 years, and especially over the next 4 years, is completely changing. Mm-hmm. And I think the college football that me and Coach Schultz grew up watching, or probably more me, is different than the college football you guys are growing up watching. And so it's totally taken a spin, a change. I don't know if you'd say better or worse, but it's a change. And I think it's something we're going to have to adjust to. And I think Deion has embraced that. I think other teams, Alabama, USC, I think some of those are embracing that change and benefit from it. And I think some teams are stuck in the past and they're going to struggle getting through that this new era of new kind of football.
No, yeah, I agree.
So Clemson's dead?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to compete. And the bad thing is, you take 1 or 2 years off, you're 5 years out from competing. You know what I mean? Because you get 1 or 2 bad recruiting classes, and it can hit you for the long term.
Yeah, he's using social media to recruit pretty well, too.
Yeah. And they're going to find their niche, but it's going to take a while for them to figure out what their niche is and how they use their niche to grow their program, for sure.
I agree. Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to take another break here for another ad read. Our first one's going to be Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance.
Please call Christy Yoder for any of your insurance needs, life, annuity, commercial, home, and auto.
Grams.
Burgers and chicken, because no great story started with a salad. Chicken dinner is a winner.
Enola Drug.
Your hometown pharmacy.
Jumpstart Learning Center.
Where playtime equals learning time.
Da Vinci's.
Authentic Italian food.
Unrow Meat Processing.
Experience meat like never before.
Sportsman's Meat Block.
Quality over quantity.
And Tommy Dyer Real Estate.
47 years of service. Please call 918-543-8822.